So it's much more important to find people who want to honor your success, who want to hold you accountable to being successful and the goals that you set for yourself, but who have no personal investment in whether or not you do what you say you're going to do. You work hard in your business. On the Profit by Design podcast, we ask the big question. What has your business done for you lately? Hi, I'm Dr. Sabrina Starling. I'm the business psychologist, the author of The 4-Week Vacation and the How to Hire the Best series, as well as the founder of Tap the Potential, where we coach entrepreneurs like you to design sustainably profitable businesses that give you more time for what matters most and more money in your bank account than ever. Because after all, we believe work supports life, not the other way around. Weekly on the Profit by Design podcast, we bring you tips, tools, and strategies from our own experiences and from the experiences of our guests who are entrepreneurial thought leaders and real life entrepreneurs, all to support you in making intentionally profitable and sustainable business decisions to live the lifestyle you desire. Profit Designers, The 4-Week Vacation, The Entrepreneur's Ultimate Guide to Taking Your Life Back from Your Business is now available. Go to 4weekvacation.com, grab a copy of the book, and be sure to follow the steps there to claim your bonuses. When you purchase the book, you are eligible to join me for my upcoming live training, The 4-Week Vacation Better Business, Better Life Jumpstart. Plus, and you'll also get an invitation to an exclusive VIP closed-door training with me to identify the true profit potential within your business. Just follow the steps at 4weekvacation.com, and I hope that the 4-Week Vacation book inspires you for what's possible. It's time to take your life back from your business. It's a new year, and we are a few weeks in. On the Profit by Design podcast, in the last weeks of December and early January, we brought you the strategic planning series. And if you haven't listened to those episodes, you should definitely go back and listen. You can get the strategic planning workbook at tapthepotential.com/plan. If you've gone through the strategic planning series and you've started out the new year with a clear vision and clear business and personal goals, which I hope you have, this time of the year, a few weeks in, is a great time to check in with yourself with respect to how are you doing in moving forward on your goals. So if you're in that situation where you set some really good goals and maybe you can't even remember what they were, hopefully you wrote them down. Writing down your goal dramatically increases your likelihood of achieving that goal. Also, telling someone else about your goal and having that other person hold you accountable is a great way to be accountable for making progress on the goal. But there's also often a missing piece, and the missing piece is what I want to talk about today. That missing piece is, have you blocked time on your calendar to spend working towards the particular goal that you identified? So it's interesting to me, as we talk to our clients at Tap the Potential and we're doing our check-ins and we're looking at what progress are you making on your goals, oftentimes when there's no progress happening on a goal, it's because it's not blocked on a calendar. As business owners, we get busy and we have the best of intentions, but other things, the fires will come up and they will crowd out space for what we have identified in our strategic planning as what matters most. So I want to encourage you to get your calendar out and block time for what matters most to you. So if you have decided that this year you want to have a healthier lifestyle and you're going to be more active, look at your calendar. Do you have time blocked on your calendar to make that happen? Or for myself, I've blocked reading time on my calendar because I, number one, it nurtures my soul. I love to read. It also makes me a better business strategist. So I have time blocked daily on my calendar for reading. Whatever matters most to you, get that time blocked on your calendar. And I want to share with you some ideas about how to block your time. There was an interesting finding in some research in the last few years about context switching. And context switching actually can kill up to 80% of our productive time. So I want you to be very thoughtful in how you're blocking time on your calendar. And so here's what I mean when I say context switching can reduce up to 80% of our productive time. When we focus on one task at a time, 100% of our productive attention is available. When we juggle two tasks at a time, and this can even be going back and forth. So if you are going from a meeting and then you have to do some thought, you know, work that requires a lot of thought, and then you have another meeting 30 minutes later, so you have 30 minutes blocked to do this in-depth thinking on this project, that's a lot of context switching that's happening right there. So when we're juggling two tasks at a time, 40% of our productive time goes to each task, and we lose 20% to context switching, because that context switching is our brain having to switch gears, and that's a real phenomenon. So we are losing productivity when we're switching back and forth between two tasks. Or if you are in your email and then you decide you're going to go work on this project, but as soon as you are in that project, then your email alert dings and you say, oh, I'm just going to go back over here and check this email real quick and I'll get back to it. That's context switching. So time blocking means blocking time to really focus intensely on something, or to, you can have a themed day. So maybe you schedule all of your meetings on 2 or 3 days a week, and then you have another 2 days in your week where you do other things. Fridays are my podcast day. That's my themed podcast day. That's what I do on Fridays. Monday, I do thinking time. I do in-depth projects. I have meetings on Wednesdays and Thursdays most of the time. So that's what a themed calendar can look like, and it will help you reduce your context switching. When we juggle three or more tasks at a time, 20% of our productive attention is going to each of those tasks, and we're losing 40% of our productive attention to context switching, and it just goes on from there. So if you find yourself in that place where you have not made progress on your goals in the way that you would like to, take a look at your calendar and consider context switching. Is that impacting you? And how can you change your schedule so that it supports the life that you want to be experiencing in 2022? And another situation that often comes up is when you look at your calendar for next week, it may be totally full and you may feel like, well, there's nothing I can do to change how things are scheduled. Well, go a couple of weeks out. Find that, you know, open space on your calendar and create your ideal calendar. And on your ideal calendar, think through, if I could wave a magic wand and I could spend my days the way that I want to spend them, where I will feel the most productive, the most fulfilled, and the most happy and healthy, what would my calendar look like? And you may notice there's a big contrast between your current calendar in your ideal calendar. And that's okay, because now you've identified a gap. So you may not be able to have your ideal calendar, but the more you start blocking time and having themed days for certain things, you will see over a couple of months how well you can how quickly you can start to align your current daily experience with your ideal calendar. So I know that might feel really challenging and far-fetched that you could actually ever live your ideal calendar. It's a worthwhile exercise to take some time and think through what that ideal calendar would look like. And You know, like if you're wanting to write a book, think about when are you most creative with writing and with words. I know for myself, all of my books have been written most likely at 5 a.m. And not because I really get excited about being up at 5 a.m. I do tend to wake up very early, but it's because the house is totally quiet at 5 a.m. No one interrupts me at 5 a.m. And I've had a cup of coffee and the creative juices flow. And so whenever I would try to write at like 5 p.m. or 10 p.m., not much comes out. And so that's how I'm wired, but everyone is wired differently. So think about what is it that you're trying to do that's important to you, and when are you going to be at your best? And block your time on your calendar in that way. And again, getting back to those themed days, what's really important when you're trying to work on a big project, like say writing a book, I never found it to be very helpful to have 8 hours set aside to work on writing my book. I know there's some people who will go away, they'll rent an Airbnb and they'll seclude themselves for a whole weekend or a week and they'll write a book. I can't do that. I tend to work better with blocks of time that are consistent on my calendar. So I would have writing time on my calendar first thing in the day for 30 minutes or 40 minutes, and I would just get in there and write. And that's how I wrote my dissertation. That's how I've written all the books that I've written. But that's me knowing myself and knowing how I work best. So consider for yourself, if you're working on a big project, that the consistent effort is more important than having huge blocks of time blocked out. So maybe you block 2 or 3 hours on a given day, but you block it every single week, or you block, you know, an hour each day throughout the week to work on something that's really important to you. It's that consistent effort. And I will be honest, when I had those writing time blocks, sometimes I didn't keep those blocks of time. Sometimes I would have to take my kids to a doctor and that was the only time they could get us in, or, you know, who knows, life happens. But if you keep that blocked appointment with yourself 75, 85%, even 90% of the time, just think about in the course of a few weeks' time how much more progress you will have made on what matters most to you than if you never block the time. So take the time and block it on your calendar. The other piece that I want to talk about is the heightened accountability by sharing your goals with others. Sometimes we'll have a goal and we might share it with a friend or a spouse, and that we think, okay, that's great, that's going to hold us more accountable. Well, maybe if it's your spouse and then they come back to you and they say, you know, you said you were going to do this thing, but now you're not doing it. That doesn't feel like accountability. It feels like nagging. And that often doesn't work. So it's much more important to find people who want to honor your success, who want to hold you accountable to being successful and the goals that you set for yourself, but who have no personal investment in whether or not you do what you say you're going to do. And the reason that lack of personal investment is so helpful is because it takes out the emotional charge and it really allows the accountability conversation to be much more objective and to just focus on, hey, you said you were going to do this. I'm curious about it. Have you done it? And if you haven't, what's getting in the way? And how can I support you to help you achieve this? And so I wanted to give you that kind of accountability conversation because you have team members. You've probably asked them to have some goals that they're working towards in the coming quarter. And it's important that you checking in. When someone has declared a goal to us and we're holding them accountable, checking in is our way of showing love. It's our way of showing that we care. We care enough, number one, to remember what you said is most important to you. But number two, to actually take the time and check in and see what support you might need. So think about for yourself as a business owner, who holds you accountable? Who cares enough to lovingly check in, but who's not personally invested in your goal And where do you have that accountability? I know for myself, the lack of accountability really was a struggle for a long time in my business. I'm now in a coaching group. I have an accountability partner. So I have multiple ways that I'm held accountable. I'm accountable to our team because I have quarterly rocks. And every week I'm checking in and I'm saying if the rock is on track or off track. And I hate it when I have to check in and say it's off track. And I'm honest about it because what good is it if I'm not honest? And it also is that opportunity, though, for me to realign and say, okay, this rock is important and I'm not making progress. Oftentimes, if I'm not making progress, it's because there's not time blocked for it on my calendar. So we come full circle to improving your accountability and really increasing your chances of achieving your goals and having time both on the business goals that are important to you and making sure those move forward, but also on the personal side and looking at what is it that you wanted to be more intentional about? How can you block more time for that? And as we wrap up this really short but hopefully very impactful podcast episode, I want to share with you a new tradition that we've started in my family in the last year, and it came about as I was writing the 4-week vacation. I learned about family board meetings through Jim Shale's work, and this is where you intentionally block a day, a full day, or a full, you know, half day to spend with one of your children. And my kids love our time away. We don't call it family board meetings. We just say it's your special time with mom. And they get my full focused attention. I'm not on the phone. I'm not texting. I'm not on social media. I am there and fully present with them. And we do this. Each child gets this once a quarter, this fully focused. Sometimes we go away for a weekend trip. Sometimes it's a half day. But we pick something that they really want to do, and it's really their choice. They get to say, hey, I want to go do this. And mom goes and does it. And just as an example, on one of my daughter's special days, she said, Mom, I want Starbucks and I want curly fries at Arby's. And I said, at the same time? And she said, yeah, that would be awesome. That's what we did. We had Starbucks and curly fries at Arby's. And so, but the point is, being intentional. We block the time on the calendar. We plan ahead. We make sure it happens. And I'm paying attention to what matters most. So I want to leave you with that. Think about in your world, who would love to have some focus time with you, block some time on the calendar, and go spend time with them because it's what matters most.
Thank you for spending time with us today. Join our conversation in the Entrepreneurs Take Your Life Back Facebook community at tapthepotential.com/group. Share your aha moments from today's episode, ask me questions, and join in on the fun with your fellow entrepreneurs on the journey to designing sustainably profitable businesses that give you more time for what matters most and more money in your bank account than ever. And finally, share today's episode with a friend if you know a friend who would enjoy it. This is real life business. Keep your chin up. Keep moving forward. You got this. If you've gotten value from today's show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you are a repeat listener of the podcast, know that we greatly appreciate you at Tap the Potential. And to that end, I have a request. Please consider leaving us a review on whatever platform you're listening on. Our reviews help other entrepreneurs like you to find us. Be a part of our movement to help entrepreneurs take your life back from your business.